Now, as I said on Christmas Day, in the ancient world, a gospel was the announcement of a new king, a new ruler in that particular country. Before the days of radio and television and internet and so on, the new king would send out messengers across his country, riders going out throughout the land with a message that there was a new king upon the throne. Well, this gospel is the announcement of the reign of King Jesus. He is the King of Kings seated on his throne. The king not just of one country, but of everywhere. The king not just in one particular bit of time, but king forever. Jesus is God's king forever. That's what this gospel is that we mention there in our motto verse. The gospel of King Jesus. And what will the reign of this king be like? That's what you'd want to know, wouldn't you? If you were living in that country and there was a new king coming, how will he reign? What will it be like? Well, I love this bit about our motto verse. When the Apostle Paul wants to describe this gospel, this message to the Colossians, see the phrase that he uses? God's grace in all its truth. This gospel, God's grace in all its truth. So, this gospel is true. Jesus really is upon the throne. Through his death and resurrection, he is declared to be God's king. He really did die on a cross. He really did rise again. He really is seated at God's right hand. He really is returning. The message that the riders are going out with is true. We believe this gospel, first and foremost, because it is true. When somebody becomes a Christian, they are welcoming the truth. And what's the reign of this king like? If you had to choose one word to sum up the reign of King Jesus, I wonder what it would be. The Apostle Paul sums it up as God's grace, his undeserved favor, undeserved generosity. This is a kingdom where people are not treated with the punishment that we deserve, but treated with unconditional forgiveness and love and welcome and acceptance and security. Yes, there's an agenda for change. This king doesn't want to leave us where we are, but he accepts us unconditionally as we bow before his throne. His riders are going out with a message that here is the King of Grace upon the throne. Let's hear the blessings of that gospel in our next song. There are two big things that God says to us in this motto verse for 2021. Number one, trust this gospel. Here's the Apostle Paul reminding these Christians that all over the world this gospel is bearing fruit. Lives are being changed. The kingdom is growing. More and more people are coming to belong to the kingdom of Jesus. It's great to remember that, isn't it? Great for us to remember it. As we look around at Wilmslow, maybe we think to ourselves, well, not many lives are being changed. A lot of people are just treating this gospel with indifference. And yet, all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit, as it has been doing for the last 2,000 years. In some parts of the world, the church is growing rapidly. Lots of people are joining the kingdom of Jesus. So there's nothing wrong with this gospel. It is bearing fruit. It is growing. And actually, it's doing that here in Wilmslow too. Perhaps not as much as we might long for. But as we look back on 2020, when in so many ways it's been more difficult to be making disciples of Jesus, is that we've not been able to meet up with one another, and yet we've had people join our church over that time. We've seen the gospel bearing fruit. Perhaps you can see ways that's happened in your own life. New priorities that have come on board. Or a deeper eagerness to serve Jesus. A growing love for his people, perhaps. That is this gospel bearing fruit in your life. Those around us. So yes, trust this gospel to do its work of changing lives, of rescuing people for eternity. There's nothing wrong with this gospel. It doesn't need adding to, doesn't need spicing up a bit. It is this gospel, the one which Paul in the previous verse says, has come to you. It's this gospel that is bearing fruit. But it is only this gospel that's here, the gospel that's here in the New Testament, which is bearing fruit. So something which is like the gospel, but is not the gospel, won't be fruit-bearing. People might be influenced. People might be moralized. People might be made religious, but they won't be converted. Because only this gospel has the divine power to change lives, to change hearts. If the message is no more than Jesus the helper, or Jesus the advisor, or Jesus the life coach, then there will be no lasting fruit. Or again, if it's not a gospel of grace, if we begin to suggest that God's grace comes to those who deserve it, or God's grace comes to those who earn it, or God's grace to those who are pure in heart, well, it's no longer grace. No longer a message that will change hearts. No longer a message that will set people free. It is this gospel which is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has done for the last 2,000 years. So trust this gospel. Second big thing for us from this motto verse for 2021. Share this gospel. It is this gospel which is growing an eternal kingdom, which is making the difference between heaven and hell. So why keep it to ourselves? It's made for sharing. King Jesus is sending his messengers throughout his territory, across the whole world. And everywhere it goes, lives are being changed. But it only happens when this gospel is announced, when it is shared. We've loved having Andrew and his girlfriend Amanda with us for Christmas. They were able to drive up from Cambridge and stay with us for Christmas Day. So lots of space in the car for presents. This was Andrew's present to his mum. I'll just put it a bit nearer the camera to try and make it a bit larger, shall I? There we are. No, I shouldn't be too hard on him. There were one or two other things as well. But a packet of seeds, just in case you can't see it. He does know how to spoil his mum, doesn't he? Now, if those seeds stay in the packet, there won't be any flowers. They might be perfect seeds. I'm sure they are. They might be theologically correct seeds. But if they stay in the packet, there won't be any flowers. There won't be any growth. Seeds are made for sowing. And so it is with this gospel. There won't be any growth if there isn't any sharing, if we keep it to ourselves. Jesus, of course, told a parable, didn't he, about the seed and the soils. Hi, guys. Are you heading for the creche? Right, okay, lovely. This parable of the sower and the soils. Now, the sower didn't try and work out beforehand what type of soil it was. He didn't think to himself, oh, that looks like a bit of good soil right over there. I'll go and plant a seed in that particular square inch. Not at all. He was scattering the seed everywhere. It went all over the place. It went on the path. It went on the stony ground. And yes, some of it hit the good soil. He didn't try and work out beforehand. Actually, it's quite hard to tell from the surface, isn't it, what sort of soil it is. And it is impossible for us to tell who will respond to the gospel. We can't prejudge God on that one. So let's be scattering it everywhere. Because it's only when people get to hear this gospel that there is any chance whatsoever of there being any fruit. If the seeds stay in the packet, there aren't going to be any flowers. At the start of 2021 here, it's easy to think, well, it's just all too difficult. Not only is there the usual pain threshold to get through, the embarrassment factor to overcome, there's also all the difficulties of tier three, where socializing is so much more difficult. Maybe we'll just wait until the vaccine arrives. But think like that, and we might miss the opportunity that God is giving to us. After all, these next couple of months, people are going to be shut at home, long, dark winter evenings, nothing but rubbish on the television. You phone up a friend, who knows what the response might be? If you were to ask, what are you hoping for in 2021? You can almost guarantee that the vaccine will get a mention. And then you say, well, don't you think we need a better hope? Don't we need a bigger hope than that? A hope not just of avoiding death, but a hope that will take us through death. And who knows where that might go? Might accept an invitation to the online Christian Explored we're hosting soon. The seed needs to be scattered. We need to do it everywhere because we don't know. Some of us recently took part in a session of reading the Bible with a non-Christian friend using some material called Word One-to-One, or just picking up a gospel and reading it through with a friend. Let's think about doing that online. I mean, lots of book clubs have gone online. We could do the same. Otherwise, we may miss the opportunity God is sending to us over these next couple of months. When, quite frankly, lots of people won't have anything better to do. All over this world, all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. And that says to us for 2021, let's trust this gospel to do its work. Let's share this gospel. After all, it's been bearing fruit ever since it was first announced by that angel to a bunch of shepherds. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that the reign of King Jesus is a reign of grace. He brings that offer of unconditional welcome, acceptance, forgiveness. As we bow before him, as we welcome him as our King. We thank you for such good news, such a glorious message. Please help us both to trust this gospel to do its work in our own lives, in the lives of those around us. And help us to have this gospel upon our lips, one to another, and out to a lost and needy world. And we ask it for the glory of your name. Amen.